Now listen, slug. We're sunk.
Huh? Sunk? What do you mean?
On the fight. We've got to go through with it. We've got to put it on.
Yeah, but I thought that was against the law.
It is. There's an ordinance on the books that absolutely prevents prize fighting in Corn Center.
Well, what you got to worry about?
Plenty. There's no one to enforce the law but the mayor. And he's out of town. I can't get a hold of him.
Well, it ain't our fault that he's out of town, is it?
That's not the idea. We've collected $2,500 from the merchants of this town on the promise that we'd build an arena and put on a fight.
Well, that's all right. We did build the arena, didn't we? And we're still 1,900 berries to the good.
We're 1,900 berries to the good if the fight is legally stopped, like I figured it would be. But it takes the mayor to stop it. And if he doesn't stop it, we've got to make good. And if we do make good and put on the fight, it's going to cost us every nickel we collected from these hackers.
Say, listen. I got an idea.
Yeah? Well, put it on ice.
Nah, but listen a second, will you? Now, look. You said something the other day about putting up a prize of $2,500 for any guy what would stay in the ring with me for 4 rounds.
Well, what if I did? No fighter would come down here for $2,500. And suppose somebody did show up. He'd mop up the floor with you. I just said that for a bluff.
Yeah, but look. Supposing we put that $2,500 up and limit it to the town boys, you know. Giving local talent a chance.
Oh, there's nobody around here that would go in the ring with you. They all think you're a champion.
Sure, I know they do. That's the idea. They'll all be bluffed out.
Well, what good does that do us?
Well, then we don't have to put on the fight, do we?
Well, by the... You've hit it, boy. Say, you've got something in that dome of yours after all. We put it up to the town itself, see? We give the local boys a chance. Offer any boy in town $2,500 to stay in the ring with you for 4 rounds.
Yeah, that's it. And they ain't one of them that'll have nerve enough to try it.
Why, say, listen, it's a cinch. They'll all be scared to death. They won't even come near the arena. And if the town itself turns us down, well, nobody can blame us. They'll be ashamed to even mention the matter. We'll make fools out of them. And then me and you will walk out of this burg with $1,900.
Yeah.
Now look, you get into your clothes. We've got to work fast. I'm going over to the printers and get a couple of 100 posters. We'll plaster the town with our offer. We'll put them up everywhere. And I want you to help me. I'll see you over at the print shop.
No, it's about time you was getting back. You get that can of paint?
What paint?
Why, the paint I told you to get.
Did you tell me to get a can of paint?
Did I tell you to get a can of paint? Of course you did.
And I was just wondering how I happened to have one.
Well, gimme it. In the goose. And I never see such a fella to...
I saved some money on that can of paint, Zeb.
Oh, you did, eh?
Yeah, it was 15 cents a can, but by buying two, I got it for 12 and a half cents a can.
Mm-hmm. Well, where's the other can?
I slung it away. What did we do with the two cans of paint?
Yes, that's right. I reckon one's about all the... Oh, Dad, burn you? What, Dad, ding you, Ed Peters? You call that saving money, throwing away a whole can of...
Certainly it's saving money.
Oh, it ain't at all.
Yes.
It isn't, I tell you.
Yes.
Sunshine, it ain't. That made this paint cost 25 cents a can. Just think of that, 25 cents a can.
Well, then what'd the other can cost?
It didn't cost nothing, but this here can...
One cost 25 cents and the other cost nothing, huh?
Yes, you mean...
Well, the 25 cent can was the one I threw away. So that there can didn't cost us a cent. What you crabbing about?
Mm-hmm. Gee, maybe you're right at that.
I just told you I saved money. Say, what are you going to do with that paint, Zeb?
Well, as soon as I get the darn can open, I'm going to paint a sign. You are.
Sure. I can't paint no sign.
Now, never mind. Don't start in arguing. I got the cardboard all cut out for you here. All you have to do is take this brush and paint what I tell you on it. Hardly you'll open, but there she is. Here, now take it and get busy.
Well, what'll I do?
Read the directions on the can. That tells you what to do. There, right there in the can, right under your nose. Read them.
No, sir, not by a jugful. Here, you take your dad there and paint. I ain't gonna do it.
Say, what in perdition is the matter with you? What's wrong, anyhow?
Look it. See what it says on the can?
What?
Overnight paint.
Yeah.
I'll be danged if I'm gonna stay up overnight just to paint a fool sign.
Oh, you don't have to stay up overnight. Nobody's gonna check up on you. And besides, that ain't the directions no how. You're on the other side of the can there. Walk around that there. I'll go ahead and do what they say. Hey, look out. You're spilling that paint all over the place. Hey, stop that jumping up and down. What in the name of common sense are you doing?
They found the directions.
Found the directions?
Yeah, it says to shake well before using.
Oh, that means shake the paint, not yourself. Here, take this brush and get busy. Let's see. Oh, yes, here. Put down, surprise your wife. Take home.
Your wife?
2 quarts.
Take home. How's that?
Just make it 2 QTs.
Surprise your wife. Take home 2 QTs.
Ah, it ain't QTs. It ain't QTs.
That's what you said.
I said QT. QT. That's short for quart.
What kind of quart?
Short. Short for...
Take home 2 short quart.
No, that's wrong. It ain't short quart. It's
what,
just...
say?
I said it was 2 quart shirts. Give me that card. I'll do it.
Take it and paint it yourself. You see that doing it smart.
Might as well have done it to begin with. Oh, just a second. Howdy, Mr. Bigger.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Howdy, Mr. Bigger.
I wonder if I could put this poster up in your window. It's about the opening of the arena next Friday.
Why, yes, go right ahead. Let's see the check.
There you are. I guess that ought to get some action, eh?
Let's see. Boxing tournament, grand opening, the Corn Center Fight Arena. Purse of $2,500 to any Corn Center boy who can stay in the ring with Kid Nelson for 4 rounds. What? You mean you're going to have a fight there?
Ah, we certainly are. And from the looks of some of the husky boys around here, we ought to have some scrap.
Why, Dad, dang it. I thought you was going to have picnics in that arena. Me and Ebbs again prize fighting. You can't put that poster up in our window. No, sirree, Bob. You'd better just get out of here before
it's called. Wait a minute. What's eating you? You're a contributor to this business. You put in $1,000. You don't want to see it fail, do you?
Yes, but I thought it was going to be a picnic.
Say, hold on. Did you put $1,000 in this, Zeb?
Yes, but confound it, I didn't know it was going to be a fight.
Well, Zeb. It is a fight, and if the fight doesn't come off as advertised, you're going to lose your $1,000. So what do you think about that?
I don't give a darn. I ain't going to back no prize fight, and that's all there is.
Now, just a second. You say the fella who stays in the ring with that there Nelson gets $2,500?
Absolutely. Of course, if no one accepts the challenge, well...
Well, I'll accept it.
You?
What?
Your dad darn tootin'. I'm going to get that $1,000 back.
Yes, but, Deb, you can't fight. I only put that money up because I thought it was a picnic.
Yeah, well, when he goes up against Kid Nelson, he's going to find out that it ain't no picnic.